Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Happy Foot Sad Foot. I'm Darren Miller. I'm joined by Vince LaRosa. Boy, yikes, guys. That was not a fun one. Whatever the opposite of fun is, it was that. It was a lot of that. I remember in our preview episode, I referenced Vince, you said before, with the kind of roller coaster season this has been, they're showing that the floor is maybe lower, but the ceiling is much higher. And I remember suggesting this week that our recent games show maybe we're going to start to see how high that ceiling can be. It was the opposite. I think they showed us the floor is lower than it's been so far. So now we know the floor goes that low, hopefully not lower than that. Unfortunately, a lot to talk about that I don't have any interest in talking about on this one. Yikes. I mean, I think in a game like this, people are going to be very upset, as they should be, and there's going to be a lot of takes. Maybe we should start by just having, you know what, you're talking about what the fuck happened.
Do I?
Let's level set this. Yeah. We can use that as a reference point. Here's what happened.
Well, okay, we were talking about this before we went live, and I'll put it out there. Disclaimer to everyone hearing my voice live and who will be hearing it after they listen to this, maybe when the podcast is out. Like, I agree with you. LAFC played like shit. They looked bad. It wasn't good. It wasn't fun for me to watch. I was upset about things. Now, what I'm going to say about why it went wrong, I might disagree with you, especially if you're going to use the T word, the tactics word. I'm not saying your feelings aren't valid. Like, I agree with you. So please, for everybody, just like meet me at the top level where I'm saying, like, at the top level, they sucked and this game sucked. But honestly, what it came down to, you know, to start with is you give up a bad goal. You give up a really bad goal 5 minutes in to a San Jose team that really hasn't done much of anything this season. And now you're playing, you're not only do you have to catch up to that goal, but you're playing a team that, like, you just let them settle in a stadium where they've had more fans than they've had all season. And they're very happy to just sit back and defend. And so now you're having to go forward. You're having to play in possession. It's something that you're trying to kind of piece together throughout the season, and you're getting better at it, but you're not obviously flying high with possession. And you're playing against a team that's very happy if it stays 1-0. Like, if they would have just stayed 1-0, they were totally happy with it. And they played like it, and then they were happy to just pick off mistakes, and LAFC were mistake prone. Not just the giving up the goal, like, passes were bad, there wasn't a quickness, there wasn't an intensity. And, you know, last game we talked about how a lot of players had good games despite having to come back. Well, this was the opposite. A lot of players just had just absolute bad games. I think the only player that maybe had a good game of all the players in the world that could have a good game was Kike Oliveira. Had a good game. Everyone else had pretty much just a meh to poor or to really bad game.
Yeah, maybe we should just go ahead and get that happy foot out of the way. Oliveira, finally found the net. I can't believe I'm saying, like, it's so funny that this is the game where that happened. Oliveira finally found the net. Oh, beautiful call.
Really good. Yeah, really
good finish.
There was,
like, 3 seconds of good soccer in this game for LAFC, and that was it. So funny that it came in this game. I'm going to go ahead and say that should be it for the happy foots. I don't think we need any more from anybody. Let's get into it. We've got a few callers. That's not to dismiss anything that you just said, Vince. I think I'm very happy that we now have that all to
draw from. I would actually rather have callers, rather do callers and hear what people like want to talk about, because honestly, it's a shit game. Like, it's poor individually. It's poor mistakes. It's not really much quality. And so I want to know, like, what other people want to talk about. Cause, like, other than like Dolo out and tactics, like, I'm happy to answer tactics questions, but I'm just like, I'm seeing a lot of people say things that, like, I just don't get. Like, people are talking about not in the chat here, but on Twitter, I was hearing people talk about, like, we're playing the same way we always play. And, like, that's 60% of the possession. That's not the way LAFC played last season. Like, so something's not jiving with what people are seeing versus what is actually happening. But what we can all agree on was that was a really fucking bad game.
Yeah, and I'm just realizing my mic isn't properly set up. I don't know if my voice is coming in terribly, but I'm going to go ahead and do that. But great. I'm going to go ahead and do that and switch my mic. As we do that, let's get to our first caller as I go through the setup here.
I was going to say, you're doing a lot of things at once. You're setting up a
doing mic. Doing a lot of things at once. I'm doing more things than LAFC was able to accomplish in this match.
But are you doing it as well?
As well as LAFC did? The bars could not be lower. I really feel like yes.
That's fair. Totally fair.
Great. I think I'm good now. Do I sound any different? Hello, everyone.
No, not really.
No? Okay. No. Well, we'll see.
Because I don't think it was ever really bad. But
all right. Justin W., I see you on mute. Feel free to go off mute if you want to come on. You're our first caller. Welcome to the show. Welcome back. Welcome if you're first time.
No, Justin, been on.
What's up, guys? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Welcome back to the show. Hello.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. You're on a bit of a delay.
Hi. How you guys doing today?
Good.
We're better. I was better like 2 hours ago.
Yeah. I was doing pretty well 2 hours ago. Yeah.
Right.
How about you?
The only thing I'm going to say is shit show. Absolute lack of quality. We have no one on the team right now that has any skill, it seems like. Really bad touches, really bad passes. No one can hold on the ball. Ilya, who is supposed to be our most reliable midfielder, is throwing, you know, just kicking the ball off San Jose players' chests. Atuesta can't get the ball out from his feet. Tillman was really poor today. I feel like he didn't really do good. Other than Oliveira's goal, I feel like he couldn't really do much. Buonga couldn't do much. Hollingshead just ran ragged. Sanchez looks old. Hollingshead looks old. Lloris looks old. Chanot looks old. Murillo is a shell of himself. Again, like you said at the beginning of the show, the floor is very, very low. We just need something. The players that we brought in don't contribute at all. I love Camara. I love his effort. I love his athleticism, but he just doesn't have the legs to play a full 90. We have no one on the bench. We have no kids. We have just a lacking squad. And sadly, I don't think we have any outs for the rest of the year. He comes in. I don't know if that's going to help. Because, again, we need players to feed him. I don't know if we have the players to feed him. He needs to be not just the reinforcement, but part of the reinforcements. And, again, I don't know if we have the GAM or TAM or ZAM or BAM or whatever the fuck anymore. I just hope we have some type of idea. Or if not, if we don't have it, cool. As long as the front office says, hey, this year is not going to be the year, that's fine. But just make sure that we don't have, you know, just unachievable expectations. It's just very disheartening, especially when we go to San Jose and they make this a marquee game and we get fucking blasted. Like, that's not okay. We shouldn't be doing that. But it is what it is. On to the next one, Wednesday. I hope to see a lot more starters playing than I want to, but we need these players to play, to perform, and to kind of get their swagger back. But I don't know. I'm just fired up. Too much Kendrick Lamar. Again, and our team got exposed, much like Drake. So I'll leave you guys on that one. No happy foots, no sad foots. The whole thing's a sad foot.
No, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, that was the mic.
Little mic drop there. Yeah, I love it. Yeah,
he makes a good point that we've been bringing up. Like, literally, he just went down the list and named 3/4 of the team and how poorly they played. Like, again, if your team plays like that, what tactics would you want to see different? Player selection is not tactics. You want to get rid of, you want to change the roster and stuff like that. I get it, but that's not tactics.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't execute. If there were, we were talking about this before, but like, if there were tactics that could have changed, like, if there were incorrect or wrong or bad tactics in play, they didn't execute those whatever those tactics were. That, like, they blew it no matter what the tactics were. So I don't know how relevant that really is. But I don't know. A coach also does more than tactics. So a coach does more than tactics. A captain does more than tactics. Players
sure.
playing each. I don't know. Nothing. There's nothing good to talk about. So obviously it's all bad. But yeah, he also mentioned how old a lot of players are. And I am. This is pretty early in the season to be noticing this clearly how old the old guys are. And that is definitely concerning. I don't think Dolo or the front office expected old guys to feel this old this early. So I don't know how that's going to play out. Like, we need, for instance, I think it kind of feels like Kamara comes out, like he mentioned, Kamara comes out and it's like, oh, we need more minutes from, oh, no, never mind. That's not possible. Like, it'd be great if he could put in a full game. He can't. So, right. Yeah, it still, this hasn't changed. It would still be great if Lloris could dive. That's not going to happen.
He's not saving that. First goal.
Those goals. All three of those. I mean, Wonga scored one of them.
The third one's tough. I think he should do better on the third one than any of them. Yeah. But like, if we're sitting here saying like, oh, I would love to see my goalkeeper dive, even though he's going to miss it, and like that's what's going to make us feel better, then
that then honestly, I do feel that way. Mirror,
and that's what's going to make you feel
no,
better.
No, I do feel that way. Okay, I don't think it will make the team better because he still won't save it, but it will make me feel a little bit better that at least some effort is happening. Because there's no,
that's absolutely,
it's not any different from other players. Like, their effort is also shit, you know?
Well, that's where we absolutely diverge. That's where I diverge from a lot of people. Like, when people are saying, like, they're watching this game and being like, it's fucking over. We're never going to play well again. I'm like, well, it's just one game. They literally came off a month being unbeaten. So, like, let's calm down. I'm not saying that, like, this team's really good. But, yes, it was. And I'm not saying this game wasn't really bad, but it's just one game. That's where we diverge. And then people saying like, well, fucking Lloris would dive. That would make me feel better. I'm like, but why? What's the fucking point? What's the, like, who cares? It's the same people
I really want
Steve to yell on the sidelines. Okay, so you want theater. I get that. That's totally fine. But just tell me you want theater.
I do want a little bit of theater. Results from it. No, I don't want results from it. I want to see in a loss like this that there's still some fire on the team and that they're still hungry and that they're as frustrated as we are. And that they don't want to accept the way that they're playing. And what I saw was some lazy shit all over the pitch. And I don't want to see them play that way. And I know that them showing the heart that I want them to show is not going to necessarily make them play any better than they played. But I still want to see it. Like, I still want to be able to at least say, like, put that in the happy foot column that, like, I have some hope that they're going to come out in the next game with something better because of the way that they showed that. I don't think that's like an answer to get them to play better. That's just something I want to see, like, on its own.
But I'm just saying, like, that's where I diverge with a lot. Where, like, if people are like, everyone in the chat's like being like, Vince, you're still like acting like you're on the payroll. I'm agreeing with you, but I don't agree with like how you get there. Like, the means are not justifying the end here, but like, we're still all in agreement. The end sucked. But like, a lot of people, the way that they're breaking it down, I'm just like, I'm not coping with you. I'm telling you it was bad. But I'm disagreeing on like certain aspects of what you would like to see different. Like, if in the end of the day you want to see Lloris dive, well, then they're still going to lose games.
Sure. Yes. Yes. I agree with that. I want to see a lot of things like Lloris diving. I think those things will show us something that could translate into them bringing something else to another game. It's not going to show us anything different this game. But we have a few other callers waiting. LAFC Luke.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to the show. Are you post cool off walk or are you too upset for the walk?
No, I'm cool off walk. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Were you able to cool down? I mean,
look, we had.
Did it work?
We were at our bar in Los Feliz, at High Tops Los Feliz. We had a ton of people there watching their very first LAFC game.
Oh, no.
Their last. Because that was trash. That was absolutely. There were 5 minutes of like, oh, this is getting exciting. But like, mostly it was just, what a waste against a team that is terrible. Like, San Jose are terrible. I don't care that they worked themselves up into a lather for this game. Galaxy have beat them twice. We had no excuse to not look better in this game. None. Period. Full stop.
Yeah. So that was your happy foot or?
Well, my half PK, obviously, but I thought that for the most part he looked throughout the game. honestly, my sad foot's probably Denny. Because Denny had a couple places where he was just trying to do something where I was like, dude, just like find the outlet pass, do something else. And then also at the very end there where like he had the keeper beat to rights and he just whiffed. And it's like,
yeah,
we know you can do this. You literally just did this last weekend with that incredible goal to get us, put us up. You can hit the frame. And it was just, woof, whatever.
I think that's a great point, honestly. I don't think this is a loss to put 100% on Denny, but he, in a game like this, there should be at least one player to rise above the situation and try to change the situation and try to pull the team out of the sludge. And he's going to be that guy before anyone else, at least. And he did not show up at all.
And look, we've played in that fucking stadium last year where they did all the same, you know, pomp and circumstances this time. So there was no surprises to our team. That was the first game we lost last year, and they weren't that good last year. And it was our game that we lost in the MLS regular season was at that craptastic NFL stadium where they, you know, brought in a bunch of kids on buses and, you know, tried rings. All our supporters up in the fourth deck in the corner, like you could see them again today. This wasn't new to us, and we didn't look like we had learned a thing. And that's the most frustrating thing for me about this. I didn't see a single player out there who looked like they understood the stakes or that they had to actually show up. And honestly, like, I have zero confidence that we're going to go into Vegas and win on Wednesday. Like, we have shown no ability to win on the road, and we just got our butts beat by a team that's had one win in 2 months. I don't know what to make of this team. I have no idea what to make.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we should talk about Vegas more, but maybe we'll leave that toward the end.
Okay. My sad foot, yeah. My sad Buonga, but also probably I know Vince, like, you know, diving more isn't necessarily the Hugo Lloris thing, but I just don't see his heart in it. Like, I just, and maybe he needs to act a little more. But it just feels like he's like, oh, well, that went that way. And, oh, well, that went that way. He's really, you know, it's watching the game. It feels very Kenneth Vermeer.
Well, okay, I'll take your point. And my counterpoint would be this. The man played in 2 World Cup finals and won a World Cup. So we can't really question, like, his ability and his, like, dedication to that, right? And then on top of it, like, he's not making millions of dollars. Like, he took a massive, massive pay cut to come here. So I'm like, I don't know the answer. I could be totally wrong. And Hugo Lloris could be like in the locker room right now, smoking a cigarette, just being like, hey, whatever, guys, I don't give a shit. But I would say that, again, if it's, look, he's a goalkeeper that has seen everything. And if in his mind, he's like, a dive is not going to matter here, then that's his prerogative. But I understand if you're upset about it. I'm just saying I get it. Maybe my problem is with, like,
you're saying it's not the answer.
It's not the answer. Well, it's this, like, and I understand when a team loses, like, you want to see some heart. It's kind of like tactics. Sometimes heart and tactics don't win games.
Right.
And I know you want to see it because it'll make you feel a little bit better. But I'm saying that's not the problem. The problem is you need to play better. Like, that's it. Like, they're professionals. They're not high school kids anymore. Like, we put sometimes a little bit too much into the heart. Like, the heart, it belongs in the stands. Like, that's where the heart is. That's what, you know, drives the team forward. But at the end of the day, these guys are professionals. They're getting paid money to play a game.
Look, my last...
That's reality.
My last sad foot, I'm going to put squarely on John Thorington. That man has had months to assemble a squad with depth, with quality. And we're seeing several months in the same lineup, week in and week out. And now they're going into this 4-game stretch in 12 days. Like... there's no depth. They are paper thin. We're bringing on LAFC 2 players to be forwards on the first team, and Lloris is the only keeper we got. Sure. I put this squarely on John Thorington. We lost Will Koontz to that awful fucking team down the road. We just lost the guy who went off to New England. We lost another one of our recruiters. Like, I don't know what's going on in the back office on this stuff, but, like, John, if you listen to this show, figure it out, because this is not okay. This is not okay what's happening right now with this squad. And that's all I got to say. That's I'm gonna sign off there, guys.
No, thanks for joining us. We got 2 callers, 2 mic drops, I feel like. I think that this is good. Let's keep the callers rolling, because we've got people waiting. Daniel, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys.
Thank you for joining us.
Mm-hmm. I've been away from the last month, and from the looks of it, I haven't missed much at all.
No.
Let's not kid ourselves.
What do you mean? You're away for the month that they went undefeated.
Yeah, that's true. You missed everything,
technically. Yeah.
That might be all you get all season.
I mean, I was stuck on a ship in the middle of the fucking Atlantic onto the other side of the world. It didn't really impress me knowing that, like, apparently we drew twice in the span of a month and got, like, and we had, like, one good game in Portland and, like, 3-4 a.m. in Rome, Italy. But other than that, let's be real. That was a shit show. No way about it. This team, I think, guys, this season's a wash. But I want to say one thing. People need to relax on Steve Cherundolo. Everyone. We were in MLS Cup Final and CONCACAF Champions League Final last year, okay? Relax. I'm not panicking yet, but I got to be honest. I'm a little bit on edge, but John Thorington has brought a lot of goodwill, so I need to see what he does. I think this team is painfully average. So I think this is what we're going to see for the rest of the year. Every once in a while, we get last week's game against Portland, and then we get days like this, but most of the season is going to be like bland 2-2 draws, 1-1 draws, scoreless draws. I think this team has no identity right now. I don't know what this team is. We get a different team every week. So I'm talking all over the place right now because honestly I don't really have any happy sad foots because I feel nothing. It was this game like exemplified the season so far, and probably going to exemplify. Yes, it's like one big meh. I don't know. It's like I don't think we're going to see the short term future of this club until Olivier Giroud comes. It really does feel like that. So I think John Thorington's long-term future hinges on what happens after Olivier Giroud comes on. Who does he bring on next? And that will decide, like, you know, whether he's going to be here in the medium term. I think people are kind of still panicking. Like, we got to relax a little bit, okay? We were in MLS Cup Final last year, everyone. It's not crisis time yet. I'm sorry, guys. I don't have anything concrete to say. It's just like.
No, I think this is great. This is a place for you to. Anyone. This is not just you, but anyone. Come on and tell us how you feel. This is where you can do it. Let's all release.
Tonight was just one big mess. It's like.
Let's all melt.
I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. Other than we shot the bed tonight in that awful stadium.
I think that's more appropriate than anything you if you're going to point to, there isn't something concrete enough to point to say like, oh, it was this particular little thing. Like, you're more right than anyone. I think it's shit. You can't dissect a pile of shit.
And I agree. A big takeaway is like so Giroud's great. There's still some things that you can do there's not, you know, it's not like we keep saying like, does Giroud fix this? I don't know. Will this be the team in the summer? Like, John doesn't just have the ability to bring players in. He has the ability to send players out, right? Yeah. So I think it is a big summer for what he can do to this team. He did a lot in the preseason bringing in young players. Now he needs to kind of retweak things. And if you're saying guys are old, then John needs to make some hard decisions because I agree. Yeah. Like, Giroud is not fixing this team alone. And I agree it's now kind of in John Thornton's court to decide, like, all right, Where am I making moves? Because if I'm just bringing in Giroud, then sure.
That's not that fixed shit.
LAFC probably still gets into the playoffs, and maybe they can surprise some people. But if you really want to feel good, you're going to have to make some more moves because there's just not enough on the bench, and there's just not enough in this team right now, especially with so many young guys having to step into roles that, you know, they lost five starters that were like big-time players. Vela's.
Who depleted.
You lose your Chiellini's, you lose your Kellen Acosta's, big time players. You can't just expect Omar Campos to show up and all of a sudden be cheeky Palacios.
Yep. Yep.
We're lucky that the West right now is weaker than the East, because if we were in the East, this season is definitely gone.
We do. That is some worth mentioning. We do actually still have hope here. Like, and it's not because we're playing well enough to still be in it. We are still in it, and it's not because we've earned that. But we really are.
Like, we all, yeah, it's MLS, guys.
To be clear, like, Thornton does have that one more shot for this season in the summer, and we could pull this out. I mean, it's not going to be through anything that we're doing right currently, but there is that. That we'll see what happens, and I think before we went on that little, I wouldn't even call it a winning streak, we were just almost as down as we are now on the team, and we're saying, like, I guess we just need to kind of tread water until the summer, and maybe that's what we're successfully doing. It's still possible that we could do that. That doesn't make today any better. That doesn't make how we're playing any better. We could be San Jose today and happen upon some ties and wins and still be in it, and maybe we make the right moves in the summer. And but it's going to take that for sure.
We're just a painful watch right now. And I think as fans, we don't have a choice. We're going to have to ride through this shitty period.
Yeah. I'm not going to not watch the games.
This is sports.
We lost you. Any parting words before we lose you completely?
Well, life goes on, I guess. Till next time.
Well, thank you for joining us. Great calls today. That's always the silver lining in these losses. Let's keep it rolling. We got Jeff Talk, heel of the foot. I don't know if there's any salt you can rub in the wound, but if you can, please bring it on.
You guys are dorks, man. This is the dorkiest thing I've ever been a part of. This, you guys are caring so much. It's May, gentlemen. It's May. Like, there's
What is going on here?
This is like, I told you guys last time, these games are fake. None of these games are real until the summer. Everything's nonsense. You guys are like this bent out of shape. And I don't just mean you two. I mean every caller. And I mean everyone in the chat. I'm going full heel here, guys. We should not be putting Vince LaRosa on trial every time we lose. Like it's his fault. He's not on the payroll. He's just our nice friend who knows more about soccer than we do. We don't need to yell at fucking Vince every time and say mean things about him in the chat. We don't need to come on here and act like they've killed our families when they don't play that well. Guys, this is embarrassing to be a part of. I'll be real, guys. Like, this is not fun. You know what I mean?
But Jeff, if they had promotion and relegation, I'm not even gonna start that.
And if we didn't have a salary cap, and we could have actors come in and spend three times more, it'd be this great success story. That's another thing. I'm tired of hearing about fucking how great promotion and relegation is because of Wrexham when they're spending double. So I'm just bringing in outside agitation. So I'm mad about this. Is like foul. It, the idea that we are this mad and this sad about a 3-1 loss to San Jose in the regular season of the MLS playoffs, or the regular season of MLS, where everyone makes the playoffs, and we have an entire summer transfer window when John Thornton, who has not been great, let's be real, for the last couple of years, but we can't judge him until we have the summer. That's when this guy does all the stuff. Yeah, I'm on the payroll, Timothy Peters. Absolutely, 100%, I'm on the payroll. Yeah, get out of here with that. This is what I'm saying.
I shouldn't have put the comment. It's too dangerous to put comments on the screen when you're on.
Jeff, does no one else know how to read? What do you mean it's too dangerous when I'm on to put comments on the screen? Mouth vomit.
Jeff, you got to turn the mic so that the red dot's facing towards you.
I don't have to do anything. I don't want to do, Vince.
It doesn't sound as good.
I'm not on the payroll, Vince. I don't have to. I'll turn it. Don't tempt me to just put it over my head or something weird. You know what I mean? I'm also glad we're all proving it's not a comedy podcast again today. Just really digging into, like, we're mad at each other.
Well, you know what? You've been gone for like a month, and you know, we lost our fastball. I'm just mixing metaphors here between sports.
I'm the Giroud. Like, I'm Giroud coming in. Yeah, I'm going to save the podcast. I'm going to start calling in more, and we're gonna go up. I mean, listen,
definitely more handsome.
I'm looking good in this camera. I'll tell you what, guys. Like, this, I just trimmed my beard today. I feel positive about it. This is they're not good, but we knew that they weren't going to be good. They haven't been good all year. We've been getting lucky. Like, they were exceptionally bad today. But again, like, Olivier Giroud is showing up. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to get other players during that summer transfer window. Like, if we want to be tough about Thornton, we should be tough about the fact that we haven't had a good transfer window since, what, Tillman joined? You know what I mean? Like, have we had a good signing? Like, and that's been a long-term issue. Like, where's the... I hate to say it. Like, I like Dwayne Yas, right? Like, my guy from Los Angeles. I like a lot of these kids, but we don't have one homegrown starter. Like, the issues here are not like Lloris is not diving for balls. Like, I get it. It's fun. Like, he's an old guy. I also like, he's got like crow's feet, you know? You ever notice, like, when he's like looking at it, you can like really see the crow's feet on the side of his eyes.
But the issues here are like deeper and more systemic than like a guy isn't. By the way, a World Cup winner isn't playing hard enough for everybody. That's fun. That's cute. Guys, like, where's the? Why don't we have a live-in homegrown guy who's like coming out and starting every week? Like, why is that? That's the actual issue, right? Because you can save all kinds of TAM, and that would save you from your terrible Aaron Long mistake that nobody's talking about today, that our million-dollar man can't even see the field and we're losing 3-1 and Mario is not playing great. So how bad is Long that he can't even play today? Can't even come off the bench. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Jeff, his leg nearly exploded on that goalpost. He's on the bench.
He's on the bench, Vince. Why is he on the bench? Because his legs exploded.
Another goalkeeper?
I'm doing
There's a lot of guys on that bench that aren't going to see
him. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I was about to agree. I was actually about to agree with you on the, I do want to agree with you on the academy stuff.
Yes.
And that's a different, that's a, like a whole topic for like a whole podcast. And it's completely different than John. Cause John doesn't look, John oversees the academy at the end of the day, but those guys running the academy, you have to say like, where's our guy? I mean, even like, I hate to say it. The Galaxy are hitting on more players. And look, the one out is the Galaxy has been around for as long as they've been around. So that pipeline is much deeper and runs deeper. But you're 100% correct. Like, there's a reason. Look, I love Duenas too, but he's not playing. There's a reason why he's not playing. And no, none of those guys have hit. And when you can get guys like, look at, you want to know why Seattle's been so good for so long? Is because they had Jordan Morris as a homegrown player playing like a DP. If you can find one of those types of players, you can have a window of 6-7 years because the cap almost does not matter when you hit gold in that way. And so I agree with you. You got to find a homegrown. You've got to start taking advantage of what's in your back, literally in your backyard.
And it doesn't have to be Jordan Morris. It can just be Jackson Reagan. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are a bunch of these little homegrowns that you don't even think about as being integrated to the team, but that offers you all kinds of cap flexibility. So, and I'm sorry, Vince, for yelling about it because I really don't want to put you on trial. I really do feel bad that everyone comes on here and just yells at you. You know what I mean? And I feel like Travis should be here to take more of that heat, you know? Like, that's kind of Travis's job to, like, get yelled at by people and yell at people. But here's what I'll say is I don't think that the issues here are larger and more systemic. But we're always going to get bailed out by the fact that our ownership wants to spend and that Hugh Lloris will come here for $350,000, both literally and metaphorically. That the reason that we're going to be able to get a bunch of guys, that we're going to be able to do something like Miami is doing right now, whether that's now or in a couple of years, is that we live in the best city in the world and we have an ownership group that isn't that cheap and we all pay for season tickets. So, you know, it is what it is. But genuinely, we all knew this is what it was going to be. If you saw the open senior roster spots that just are not being filled, that's not that our guys are cheap. That's that there are guys that are going to be coming in. There are guys that are allegedly going to be doing stuff. So I wouldn't say fire Dolo. I wouldn't say we can blame any individual player. You want to get mad, it's Thornton and it's that academy. But also, guys, it's May. It really genuinely is me. Like, there's nothing to be done about it. And if we take every loss this hard, you're not going to be able to get up in the morning, guys. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry you were on a ship. That's rough to be on a ship for a month and come back and have to watch this game. But, you know, like, you won't remember it if we win the cup. I promise. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
If we win the cup?
Yeah, if you win the MLS Cup. Yeah.
Don't even say that.
That'll be great. Yeah, I agree. It will be great if we win MLS Cup.
We can win Lee's Cup. Are you familiar with Lee's Cup, Darren? We get to play Mexican teams. That's very cool. You know,
that would also be great. I agree with you that winning hardware would be great.
Wow, you're really still mad. You're really mad. This is what I love. This is like you're going from like casual to like real deep cut here, like mean guy. And I like this. I like that. Like, you're mad at me. Yeah,
I'm with you to a certain extent.
Look how earnest he is.
I just think it's fine to be upset when they lose and fine to be happy when they win.
No, you gotta, it's not. It's actually really dorky and not cool. And you guys are cool.
Oh.
So be cool. Yeah. Be cool like me. That's what I'm trying to say, Darren. If you could like up your game just a little bit to be as cool as I am, that would be really helpful for the podcast, I think.
And that means just wait until summer and then everything's fine?
I don't know. Maybe like buy like a cool hat. That'd be probably good. You know, you could buy like a cooler hat or like that kind of stuff. I feel like, again, like I really am relishing my role as the heel in this podcast because it's like, it's so fun, man. There's nothing I enjoy more than coming out here and rallying you guys up. I got to tell you, it's really joyful.
When you saw the score and you like felt the vibe, you were
It was just listening to these callers and how mad I was like, this is actually my time. You know what I mean? That's what I actually felt. So. Yeah, anyways, great to talk to you. Yeah, sorry for upsetting all of you, especially you, Vince, because I do feel like, and I really can't state this heavily enough, we just come in here and yell at you, and you deserve better than that. You know what I mean? You really do. So
I'm here to help.
Yeah, you're our own personal guy. We're going to nail you to the cross for LAFC since. It's going to be great. Yeah.
Everyone will be baffled when that doesn't help.
Here's the tough part, guys. Steve's going to keep his job. John's going to keep his job. I don't have a job, so you guys can keep beating me up, but it's not going to do anything. It's not going to change
shit. Here's my push-off that I would like to have. This is my like longer-term season things. Like, what would it take for Thorington to get fired? Because I don't think Dola's going to get fired. I think Dola's going to move on before he gets fired. Like, and that's a save it for next time question if you want, Vince. But I'm curious, like, at what point does this ownership group decide?
John is also president. John's also co-president.
How much equity's he got in there, man? You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. How much equity does the past two seasons by you and the build and everything? Like,
I mean, I'm just saying, people don't stay in these jobs forever, man. You know, people move on, especially in a town like LA that has a willingness to spend and is trying to spend and trying to get to the top. I wonder if there is a time, and I'm curious to see what that's going to look like if it goes poorly.
I absolutely think there is a time, but I absolutely don't think we're anywhere close to it. I mean, you can't come off back-to-back MLS Cup, whether you win them or not, and say like, oh, I think John should be fired. Like, I just can't. That doesn't make any sense to me. And look, a lot of people live in cutthroat worlds and it's happened before, but this ownership group doesn't seem to be the type to move on like that. Remember, Bob got to coach out his contract, and a lot of you guys wanted Bob gone, you know, and they still, there was chances Bob could have came back. Like,
breaking news. Again, it's,
yeah, there was definitely a chance. They definitely had conversations about doing it, but I think we're still far. It's way down the line to be talking about John losing his job.
All right, that's
at the very least.
So I found my two heel things going forward. You guys are dorks for not caring, and we should get rid of John Thornton. This is nice. This is clarifying for me as a character on the show.
Wait, we're dorks for not caring?
For caring.
We're dorks for caring.
For caring.
For caring too much.
Thank you. You're also dorks for correcting my grammar.
It's not cool to care, Darren.
That's who I am in general. That's my entire life. I'm a dork for caring. That's who I am.
I don't like that you made it real. I don't like that you did that. That makes me feel bad.
I mean, you weren't wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just not upset about it. But
you are upset about LAFC, which feels like a backwards sort of scenario. You know what I mean? Anyways, all right. I've outstayed my welcome. This is great. I love this, guys. It's really fun. All right. I'll see you guys later.
All right. Take care. We got a lot of callers. Let's just keep it rolling. Jimmy, welcome back to the show. Good to see you again.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's going on? Are
just
you
hanging out?
Are you happy or thrilled, would you say?
Yeah, I'm fucking pumped. I fucking love losing to Northern California team.
You psyched? Yeah.
Like, I know you guys don't give a shit about San Jose, but I do because I'm a native Southern Californian and, you know, I fucking hate new Northern California teams. So, yeah.
I just generally don't think about them.
Yeah. Do you feel like you would take that as like a rivalry? Do you feel like that hurt more than a normal game?
Yeah, because I'm also a hockey guy and I go see games up there and they're fucking pricks. Mm-hmm. So, like, we haven't won up there since 2019. So it sucks.
This is true.
Yeah.
Hey, is Levi's Stadium turf?
I don't think we're good at football stadiums in general. Have we ever won in a football stadium?
Good question.
That's a good question.
I don't think we have.
Wow.
Well, Seattle Sounders is a football
stadium. Oh, okay. Okay. Shit. Okay. I didn't even think about that. Whatever. So let's talk about Vegas.
Technically, Timbers is a baseball stadium. So, I mean, there's a lot of places. We want to really go deep here.
Don't tell me about the Timbers. I went there last year. It sucked.
But, like, games that aren't normal. Games where you're playing in a football stadium that wouldn't normal would, isn't the normal venue, we might be over.
We're not good. Anyway, yeah, like anyway. You know, as Jeff said, it's May. I mean, who really cares at this point right now? Like, it's going to matter, like, obviously later in the year, especially, what, Vince, when is Oliver Giroud going to show up?
I mean, that is the sticking point. It's not a good answer because he's going to play in the US. It's going to be late July at the earliest.
Do I need to opt into the League's Cup?
When is League's Cup? They push League's Cup back, right?
Yeah, they pushed it back. I think that it's like towards the end of July. So do I need to opt in to see him?
I mean, I would say the soonest he would play is in the knockout rounds of League's Cup.
The knockout rounds? Okay. Yeah. It's questionable.
Because he's going to play in the Euros. He's probably going to need a break, depending on how far France goes. France is a pretty good team, so you would assume they would go pretty far in the Euros. And he's going to need a little time to get his, you know, maybe a week at least off. So, yeah, that's going to push that back. But, I want to go back to what we said. I think that there is going to be more than just Giroud coming in. That's just what we know about. Because, obviously, that's a fun one to like put out there. His contract was expiring, but there's going to be, I wouldn't be surprised if it's not just people coming in. I think there's a very good chance you're going to see some players going out. Like John Thornton has had no problem sending players that have done things and played even at a moderate level out mid season. I mean, remember Ismael Tejori-Shroudi scored some bangers for LAFC in the 2022 season. Yeah, he was injured, but John was like, I don't care. You're injured. I got to get some Gam and Tam and you're out. So I think that we're going to see a lot of movement. There's a good chance it's going to be a lot of movement, not just one guy coming in.
Yeah, that's why I'm not really concerned about. I mean, obviously, like losing to San Jose and every game on the road sucks. But obviously, I'm not really going to care too much, obviously, until later in the season or whatever. But this is why we need to take the U.S. Open Cup way more seriously than we have in the past, especially last year. I mean, come on.
This is interesting.
It's 12. Is it 12 MLS first teams?
Like, I am driving out to Vegas on Tuesday night. So I really am hoping they take it seriously. I mean, I went to Monterey last year and like we won in like penalty kicks. Like, actually, the goalie got the winning penalty kick or whatever. But that was great. But I really hope they take it more seriously this year than they have in the years, at least last year.
Well, this is interesting because at this point, what would it mean to you to be taking it seriously? I feel like it's good timing to try out some of our non-starters in a way that is taking it seriously. Like, give some of these guys a shot because the starters aren't doing it.
Look, man, so I'm like, driving out there. I want them to destroy Vegas. I want them to win.
So you think
six to nothing?
If we're talking about good, no, this is good. If you're talking about good outcomes, right? Like, I feel like you have two routes here. You can give non-starters a shot and show that these other guys have it and they get a chance to really show what they have. And like, maybe we're showing that like we have more depth than we thought and they get a chance. And maybe someone becomes a starter and lights fire into the starters' asses, or the starters play and are good and kick their asses. And it's a good confidence boost. And that's very necessary. I think both of those good outcomes, you prefer the latter.
Both would be great. I just want them to destroy them.
Sure. And I think, to your point, they'll
pull it out. And
yeah, I mean, look, who knows? It's
like a development. Vegas
is that's literally the reason why the Open Cup is fun, because everything's like unknowns and you don't know quite what you're going to get from the team, how up they're going to be to play in their home stadium against the big boys. But to Darren's point, if I'm some of those starters, I'm like, I want to play in that game now because I played so poorly in this game. I want to wash that bad taste out of my mouth and get into a game as quickly as possible against, for all intents and purposes, should be a lesser opponent. Now, the field is not great at Cashman Field, but like, let's not get into that now. Like, if I'm a starter, I want to get out there and prove that I can actually play after playing so poorly at Levi Stadium. So I don't know what the answer is. I mean, it depends on what the guys' fitness levels are. I mean, this is their first midweek game of the season. They should be able, after this much season, many guys playing, starting and going, you know, from what I've been told is like they can do midweek games. It's just last year it backed up into the point where it was
last year was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But when you throw in one occasional midweek game, these guys should have the fitness. Again, well, especially getting into May, they have the level of fitness that they should be able to pull this off.
The whole team took a day off today, so they should be fine.
Yeah, kind of.
It's pretty much they did.
Like, yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens on that one, because
if anybody's going out to Vegas, hit me up at Beer Zombies before the match. It's going to be awesome.
You heard it. Do it. That sounds great.
Do it. I mean, it's right next to the stadium.
You're easy to find. So if you go to the game and you do not get a beer from this man, that's your own fault.
Yeah, pretty much. Also, weed's legal too.
Hey. Oh shit.
Hey. Okay. I'm not gonna have a panic attack like Travis did. Well, hopefully.
Travis isn't here to defend himself. He's in Vegas and he'll leave before
all places. Know. But we'll leave before.
Like literally he should stay because I have an extra ticket. Like somebody was supposed to go with me and it didn't happen, so I literally have an extra ticket to that match. So I don't know.
Well, he'll listen. He listens back to these even when he's not on them, so he'll hear this. And
it's true. You're coming on with some offers here.
Yeah, we can discuss anxiety attacks in big open arenas. Like I've had them too. Yeah, it's happened.
Happens to the best of us. Any other parting words?
Like, I want them to win on Wednesday so bad, because when you drive out to a road game and they shit the bed, it sucks. Or fly out there, you know. So sure. I'm really hoping they do great. And like next Saturday is gonna be great too. I mean, Vancouver's, you know, they're good. So that's gonna be a big match as well too.
They are good this year. All right. Thank you for joining us as always. I hope somebody sees you in Vegas. Have a great time regardless.
Yeah. Well, trust me, I will.
Find a way. I mean, you'll find a way.
Find Jimmy in Vegas. He'll find a way to make sure you have a good
time. I really hope you find a way.
All right. Love you guys.
Take care. Joey, 51 Bar, welcome to the show. How many bars you got?
Yo,
how many
guys,
bars
you got what's today? Up?
Do you have more bars?
Pretty strong right now.
Jimmy was breaking up for me. I thought he was taking over the one bar, but that must have just been my reception, which apparently has improved.
Yeah, what's
now
going on?
You're crisp and clear right now. There's people behind you.
My wife is knowingly getting on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, now that I'm not one bar, I'm just in trouble for constantly signing on to this podcast. I'm in San Francisco celebrating my sister-in-law's birthday, but I had to sign on because there were two Daniels and neither of them was my brother with no nips. I really also thought there was no comedy until Jeff Topcock came on here. And if LAFC was a democracy and you guys ran it purely off the chat, I'm pretty sure Jeff Talk would be our coach now because he has more fans than Tarundolo does.
Very poor.
I made you guys a little bit, which makes me really proud.
There was a lot of people reacting very positively and very negatively to that.
Yeah. And you know, the weird magic about LAFC is that, like, our fans, I think, have glimpses of being LA fans, which is just like constantly pessimistic and depressed. You know, I've been an LA fan my entire life, and I'm so used to people just shitting on our teams anytime anything goes slightly wrong. And you're seeing it like all rear its head right now. Everybody's like, you know, yes, the floor does look very low. Yes, that game was terrible. But, you know, happy foot. I got to highlight my brother's comment. I'm really glad I didn't pay to go up to Levi Stadium again. I was there the last 2 years in San Jose and really disappointing trips and results. So kind of glad not to have subjected myself to that. But Sadfoot, I still can't log into the chat from the studio. What is this app called? StreamYard. Yeah. But I still think you guys do a really wonderful job, you know, interactive.
You got to do it off of a real computer sometime. You got to do it. Really sit down and make up, you know.
No.
Light a candle, have a whole background and everything. Do it.
Yeah, I'm trying to get up to the Jeff Talk echelon where you guys send me a laptop. Then I'll really know I've made
we
it.
Did not send a laptop. We sent him a microphone.
We built a whole studio for Jeff Talk. He's in a professional recording studio when he calls
in. Right, even though he doesn't know which way his microphone faces. Really
that's just him being so cool. He's just too cool.
So, yeah, I know.
Yeah, am I going to be back next week? I feel like no one wants to hear from me. Maybe I should step out for. We should vote off one host per week.
We have talked about
this.
They
have to just sit one
out. Did I end up editing that out of the previous episode, or did that make it on? I think it made it on. Actually, I think maybe I put it after the theme music. If anybody stayed for that, we're having internal discussions about turning our podcast into an elimination podcast. So let us know in the chat if you think that's a fun idea.
I'm gonna have a lot of weeks off
after the break. Unfortunately, talking about whether Vince is ready to say I love you and
yeah, that's
well anyways,
it's still a thing.
Yeah, that's a whole other. I mean, you guys talked openly about Vince's therapy, which I was like, wow, this is very intimate. Anyways, I can't decide if I should drop my own mic, you know, like Daniel, he waited to be kicked off That's usually my thing. But, oh, Danny says tribe is spoken. So, anyways, I don't think I have a whole ton to add. I just wanted to see some laughter. And, you know, it's cool that we have this pod to vent when we're feeling. So I'll just say I'm feeling weird. I don't feel dismal.
Yeah.
I kind of get Jeff and Daniel saying, like, hold on. But, yeah, like Vince says, I mean, Toronto is not going anywhere. Neither is JT. So let's just learn to love it. And, you know, I'm a supporter, so I pay a lot less for tickets than I probably should. So I'm going to keep on yelling as loud as possible. And
sometimes that's all you can do.
I love you guys.
Love you,
man.
Don't
worry, Vince. I understand. Like I commented on Twitter to Celso and I almost said, I love you. But then I was like, I love your work because I didn't want to lead him on. But, sure. You know, yeah. Twitter is a great place for, you know, getting into people's takes.
Twitter's a great place for love.
Usually a lot of love on Twitter. I'm totally with Celso, but
there's a lot of good back and forth, a lot of good agreement, just
a lot of goodwill.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff coming out.
A lot of nuance
is high there. No bad actors at all. I'll tell you that much.
All right. Oh, now we're losing him finally.
Now it's gone. Oh, there it goes.
Finally. Not finally. I would have loved for him to be able to stay on, but he finally fulfilled his destiny, which I guess is necessary every time somehow. Twitter, bad. So we're all agreed on that. So that's good. We actually didn't talk a whole lot about the specifics of the game. I don't know that we need to.
Bad set piece goal, 5th minute. LAFC chases game. Doesn't really do much. And San Jose continues to punch them in the mouth. That's basically how the game went.
We should give San Jose credit for playing way better than they normally do. I still don't think it was dangerous.
But did
I was not in any way impressed by them. I think they play like they normally play very defensively. Poorly. And I would say they were like a mediocre team, which is better than they normally are. Like they were absolutely still beatable. We absolutely still beat ourselves.
Right. They're really bad defensively this season, and that was easily their best defensive performance. Like not just the score line,
best
but
defensive
just
performance,
like,
best
watch them defensively, the positions that they're in, their intensity. They were good defensively.
To me, that makes it almost even sadder that like they gave us their best and like it's still like, how do you not beat that? And we still couldn't. Yeah. Ultimately, that was a game where I think, especially given the last few games and where we were trying to turn the corner, that should be a game where you emphatically announce that you've finally arrived and you show everyone who you are and you gloat, frankly. And we did the opposite. So
back to the drawing board a little bit. Like we said, roller coaster. It's going to be a roller coaster. Low floor, high ceiling. Last month was like you said, it was. You know what we were, Darren, to reference something that maybe not a lot of people care or know about. We were the groundhog. We thought we were ready. We're going to come out. It's going to be springtime, ready to go. Definitely, LAFC saw its shadow, went right back in the hole.
That is kind of what happened, huh? Yeah. So yeah, we're not going to get what we want yet.
People that really stuck around to then to get my groundhog metaphor. I really brought it. I think I'm going to get to stay on the show.
Yeah. In any case, thank you everyone in the chat and everybody who's watching for hanging out. I'm glad that we have this place to vent and to completely disagree about what the fuck's going on. I'm glad that the rest of the West is almost as bad as we are. You know, it is crazy that not only is our season a roller coaster, but the league is. The East is not necessarily, but like people have said on this show in this episode, I won't be shocked if we win the MLS Cup this year. It won't be because of anything I've seen yet, but like,
sure.
We're very lucky in that we're still, it's not, people have also said the season's a wash. I don't think it's a wash. And that's, we're just completely lucky for that to be the case. But
yes, it's MLS. One, it's MLS. So almost no season is a wash. Honestly, like they literally set it up so no team can say like it's a wash until September. And two, it's May. So again, go see my previous comment.
But at the same time, like I don't like the attitude of like who gives a shit about these games until it really matters. Like you still things, and these things still matter. Like these, that's not just you. I'm talking about Jeff Todd. I don't know why I'm not naming him.
I think I want to reiterate to people like it's not like that's not what we're saying. Like it's still you still want to win games, you still want to look good. But like to the people, like congratulations if you say like LAFC is not going to win a trophy because like only one team wins a trophy. Odds are you're probably right. Like I've said that even when LAFC was good. Like so you can't just say like stuff like that. But we're also right in saying that, like, even playing as poorly as they are, they're still within the midst of the playoffs. And once you get into the playoffs, who knows? Like, there's been worse teams that have definitely gone to MLS Cup final.
It's true. It's the problem that a lot of people have with the format of the league.
Yes. But and that's not our fault.
If it can work in our favor, then I will enjoy it. We do have U.S. Open. We do have Leagues Cup. Somehow we still have opportunities. We have the transfer window. There is still hope, for sure. So the roller coaster continues because of that. Maybe it would be a relief to be able to write the whole thing off, but we're not there yet. We're not anywhere particularly good yet either. And we've got a couple days to rest our minds before we figure out what the hell it means if we win or lose to Vegas in the U.S. Open Cup. Who knows what that'll mean? Let's find out. Thanks to everyone for sticking around. Anything we missed or anything you want to go out with before we call it?
No, I really spent everything, really put everything into that groundhog metaphor.
We're leaving it all out of the field.
That's yeah, why. I left it all out there.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. Thank you for supporting the podcast and the show. If you want to keep supporting it, you can become a Patreon member. You can write a review. You can interact with any of our posts. You can show your support for free in many ways. You can show your support not for free in many ways. Buy some merch. Just say hey if you see us around. We love that we've got a little community growing and we can have these kinds of conversations and you can have these kinds of conversations with each other. This is a lot of fun, and it's nice to have something that's a lot of fun when the games are not. So thank you. We love you. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.